Day 6. Hi, brothers, cop beer. Waffles horsey India with her plays. The skin creeps on jelly rolls and clamps the red train in dark tissue. Oh, baby, oh, exploding like a crossroad corpse, it shrivels against the apocalypse of thrills. I saw that Polaroid. Touched up with Ansco Blink movies. Nice, I'll say. Like a memory you also had. Fish glide burning past on Japanese language. Floss on a cross, cruised with whiskey. The snips of plaited vine make the blind see the bombs running across traffic to eat them. Treat them. Meat beaters with the telephoto Hendrix mojo of a Warsaw 1939 delight. Cobol? I ate the solid language of binary traffic in the dark. The disc moves sealed hard, grunts like a clam. Thank you, Jesus, for this plan. Gotama was a lot like Charlie Parker. Picked at facial scabs while listening to the music of the rain. Would, for no reason at all, drink the urine of condemned criminals. His quaint demands. Flails trail after him. The laughter falters as an Irishman cracks chamber pots over the bronze hydrant. A truck filled with ostrich eggs collides with a wall of inflatable women. Red smoke. At the dinner party, Uncle Adolf stabs at the shrimp with his thumbs. He removes his jacket and tie, gets up on the chair, and washes his groin with lemon juice. I am as numb. Is it possible? Sure, anything. That Carbora slides glissando voiced. In the bunker, spanks mark the child's height. Nature is inches deep along the concrete floor. Helium balloons, shaped like famous bones, dolls, heads, dental instruments, scraps of high school. A poem explodes slow motion like the motion of an ocean, floating molten floats. Make Mardi Gras that flows like scented lotion, releasing that emotion with a literary devotion, devolving in spin caution. Against that revolution, before love's solution, bathed in dilute reaction, delivering satisfaction in tableaus of slow motion, convolutions of the ocean, tossing clumps of seagrass against the twisted mat of sputtering notions. The severely dressed woman picks up the receiver of a glassy dark red telephone. Yes, there's the sound of an automobile and a crusher. First, the windshield explodes, then the flashlight in the glove compartment screams for its mother. In 3 minutes, there's a greasy cube of metal glass and tweedy upholstery beside the phone. The woman smooths back the tiny shaved nape of her white neck and rests her elbows on a pair of Polish knees in a hotel in Rabat, where he met the older man who smelled like peaches. The philosophy of work. The world is an ordinary speck among ordinary specks. Make no mistake. The space between is enforced by blue tile and solar wind. Perfection rushes everywhere at once. The interpretation art. That's our art. They sang over the flame. That is our art. They hadn't noticed the rain had stopped. Floyd baked the hots, ran like a wet lead sinker against St. Francis' bold dream spot. Flaws in the matrix result in fleshy feedback. Wilted memories fry in no man's land. On blazing pucks, I saw their carrots stuck in Christ's hands and feet by idiots. Waiting for the 4th of July, Schubert wrote a ditty for the dead men's parade. And a monkey skated on an avalanche of violins and wax ears. After World War I, a bomb cried in the pocket of a burning overcoat until Mama came and fed it with her pelican's blood. Put the left elephants on the left. Put the right elephants on the right, Odetta. Odetta, weak.